It's energy forecast time. A little psychic insight into the upcoming energy at play. Some tips on how to work with this energy and how to maximize its presence in your life. You can think of this as your secret source for an aligned and abundant life. You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, your weekly dose of insights, inspiration, and information, helping you align your life's path and purpose. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs. I'm an author, speaker, and mentor passionate about intuition, self-discovery, and soul purpose. And I'm known for my practical psychic predictions and energy forecasts. Stick around as we explore how to tune into and express your true self so you can live the life you were born to live. Well, welcome to another monthly forecast, this time looking ahead to the month of May. And there's a very interesting energy that is starting to come in here now. And in fact, I would be highlighting between May and August, because I know what those cards are and what energy is coming, where by August, we're going to see some new beginnings really taking hold. So what we're experiencing at the moment is the knock-on effect from a lot of the delays and false starts that we experienced at the beginning of 2022. And we've got some new dreams, new visions, new pathways that are opening up for us individually and collectively. And we're starting to get a sense of some of that in May. Now, the card for May is Ripples. And actually, this is one of the newer cards that were added to the Little Sage Oracle card deck when they came back into production last year. So it may not be one that you're familiar with unless you've got the new deck of cards. So what I want you to visualize while you're listening is standing at a body of water and throwing a rock or a pebble into that water, and visualize both the rock falling down through the center of the water, but also the ripple effect of the waves that are created in its wake. Then I want you to visualize multiple people standing around the same body of water, and everyone starts to throw rocks or pebbles into that body of water. And I want you to imagine the effect when the ripples of your pebble start to bump into the ripples of someone else's pebbles, someone else's ripple effect. Now, even as I'm saying this, I'm actually sitting in my home studio. I'm looking out to the pool outside. Our very old-fashioned creepy crawly is moving around the pool, and it's creating this exact effect. There is a bumping up against all of the ripples in the water. So I want you to hold that image in your mind as I move through the rest of the forecast, because it's, for me at least, the simplest way of understanding and conceptualizing what is going on and what will be going on throughout the month of May. What I want to do now, though, is just read to you from the Little Sage Oracle card deck, from the reference book, what was originally channeled for this card. And it's going to add to your understanding of what's about to unfold in the month ahead. And so the reference book says this: we don't always see the effect we have on the world around us, both in quote unquote positive and quote unquote negative ways. This card reminds you that you matter, that what you say and do is having a ripple effect on those around you, even if you cannot see it just yet. You are a multidimensional being. As such, your ripples can cause waves beyond the physical dimension, across all time and space. You can create healing for your ancestors, your descendants, for your past and future selves right now, in this moment. You are that powerful. Consider your actions, thoughts, intentions, and energy right now and their impact. Consider what healing at the soul or human level may be required and the ripple effect that it may have on others. Sometimes we never truly come to understand the impacts we have on others, and yet we must trust we are also playing our part in someone else's story, just as they are on us. So there's certainly a few things at play that, you know, what jumps out to you when I read that. And the things that catch for you, the things that stand out to you are things that I want you to pay attention to for yourself and your own personal application in the weeks ahead. The things that I am suggesting that you pay attention to is that you may never truly know the effect that you are having on the people around you. What you do now can and does have an impact on those around you. And it's not always the impact that we think we are having. And so that can be in a really great way. We might feel like we're not having an impact, or no one notices us, or what we're saying isn't reaching anyone, but we don't really know what impact that is having. Conversely, we don't always know that what we are creating is impacting someone else in a way that may not be seen as so positive. And there's some really interesting things that may come up this month, really at a far more collective level for all of us. There's a theme here for all of us around our intentions and how someone else receives our actions, but also our energy. And while we cannot be responsible for how someone else responds to our action, to our energy, to our words, we have to take responsibility for it. So even as I'm talking about this, it feels like we're likely to see some really big repercussions, possibly at a political level. We may even see some of the actions of people like Putin coming into question, not just in obvious ways, but it feels like there's a ripple effect of other things that have happened here. It may even just be in some of the economic knock-on effects. And certainly I am not an economist, nowhere near it, but there is a reference here from Spirit, at least, around the knock-on effect to inflation, employment, petrol prices, you know, all of these sorts of things. There is a knock-on effect from actions. And so we can see it at a really big level. But I think we're also going to feel it at a much more individual level. This is a month where we may be affected by other people who never know that they have impacted us or affected us. Just on that point of the economy, it will be interesting to see what unfolds in the month ahead, because there is a really big reference here to economies, collapses, the challenge for us everyday people who are actually going to be feeling that knock-on effect or the ripple effect of the people in power, what people in power are choosing to do with that. You know, at a really individual level, we may feel that as the impact of our spouse or a family member, the choices that they're making and how it's rippling down and affecting us. It could even come through at an energetic level too. And this is something that Spirit keeps prompting me to talk about. I want to come back to that vision of Well, I'm looking out my window. Let's imagine that we're all standing around the pool in my family's backyard. Yes, we can all fit. No, my pool is not that big. But in this image, we're all standing around the pool and we're all throwing in rocks or pebbles to the pool. And if we think about the ripple effect on the surface, I want you to imagine that the surface is representative of the higher dimensions. That what is happening energetically far beyond our physical world is creating energetic repercussions in our individual and collective soul contracts. Now, bring your vision back to the pool and think about the trajectory of an individual rock moving through the body of water. That's you. You are the pebble or the rock in this picture where there's a density and a gravity. And we're often only really feeling where we're going, what we're hurtling towards, and certainly that full stop when we hit, in this image, the bottom of the pool. There are all these other rocks flying around in this picture too. Maybe some of the rocks are colliding, just like the ripple effect on the surface of the water. Because in this picture, we are the rocks. We are the heavy, more dense object that is moving through this energy field, this water. We aren't necessarily looking up to the energetic effect it is having above our surface, beyond the surface of the earth, in that energetic, multidimensional space. And this brings me to the point of the of everything I've been saying so far. Spirit is trying to get us to pay attention to the impact that we can have beyond the physical realm. When we recognize the power of this, if we can shift our awareness to changing the effect of those ripples, we can create healing, we can create quantum leaps, we can create impact positively for others by playing with the ripples at that level, rather than focusing on the dense, heavy, you know, coming to a full stop that the pebble may be feeling. So sit with this a while and see what comes up for you. There is an affirmation, of course, that accompanies all of the cards in the Little Sage Oracle card deck. And the affirmation that comes with the Ripples card is this: I am responsible for my powerful presence, and I choose to use it wisely for the benefit of all. So that's something that you might want to hang on to for the month ahead, maybe pop it in a prominent place or, you know, use it as your own affirmation throughout the month. I am responsible for my powerful presence, and I choose to use it wisely for the benefit of all. Now, I like to include both the lessons and the purpose that this kind of energy is creating for us. And so there are some pretty interesting lessons here about really understanding your own energy and how powerful it is, and that your energy, your intentions are far more far-reaching than you think. So then spirit sort of spins this around and wants me to make a slightly different point here. At an individual level, we could be thinking about our thoughts and beliefs like the rocks. And that those thoughts and beliefs that we have, we think may be private, right? They're just rolling around in our minds. But they are actually creating a frequency, and that frequency is rippling outside of our physical body. And so when we hold a particular belief, we are setting an energetic set point that is rippling out of our bodies. It is rippling and knocking up against other people's energy fields before we've even said anything. So there is a really big lesson here collectively, but at an individual level, many of us are likely to be confronted with this idea this month, that you can't really hide your energy and your thoughts and your beliefs, the emotions that you're hanging onto, all impact how your energy is rippling and what kind of, I just saw what feels like a nuclear explosion. I don't know if that is literal or not, but there's certainly a reference here to the kind of, there are different kinds of ripple effects, right? And I am really praying that this is not a literal, I hope this is not a literal image that I've just seen. Sometimes they're more symbolic, but if we treat this as symbolic for the minute, something like a nuclear explosion, we can mentally understand the ripple effect and the enormity that something like that would have in our world. And then there's a reference from Spirit that if we understand and can harness the power of collectively utilizing our collective energy field, how something like a massive negative ripple effect could be counterbalanced. The energy just really shifted. Okay, there are some other lessons here. Everything is connected. Every action that we take is impacting somebody else, whether that's an individual, a group, a country, or our entire planet. And I feel like there are going to be some really big questions in the month ahead, or even the months ahead at a much bigger level, about how we are giving power to people whose ripple effect is destroying us. Everything is connected. Let's bring this back to an individual level, because at that individual level, we each have an opportunity to learn about the power that our energy has, that even inside of ourselves, and hoping and assuming that this is not a literal prediction, but when we hold inside of us at an individual level something so explosive, a hurt, a pain, an anger that we have not dealt with, the individual ripple effect of that can be just as impactful as the symbolic nuclear explosion. That kind of hurt and pain belief that we may be hanging on to can create this cancerous energy in our bodies. So we really truly need to understand the power of our four bodies, the interconnectivity of our four bodies, and whether we're choosing to create something at all, full stop. So Spirit says we have to take responsibility for what we're choosing, and are we actively, consciously choosing it? And then we also have to take responsibility for how that ripples out into the world around us. And so these lessons give way to the purpose here. So part of the purpose is really around taking responsibility. Taking responsibility at an individual level for our energy, our thoughts, our actions. We need to take responsibility for our own personal healing, so our personal nuclear explosion that may be occurring inside of ourselves is not creating toxicity for those around us. Even if we're not physically acting on it, our energy is. There is a really deep purpose here at the collective level, and I guess we wait and see how this unfolds. But at a collective level, we also must take responsibility for how the leaders and influencers and people with a lot of power are using that power. The other side of all of this, and coming back to a little bit of that lighter energy that was here earlier, is around recognizing that we don't always know the impact that we're having. And I actually want to use myself as an example here again. Not, you know, I actually really despise doing this, but when Spirit gives me a reference, they show me images or give me information about things in my own life so that I can understand them and translate them for you. And actually sitting here on the podcast is an example of how we don't always recognize the impact that we might be having. You know, I'm sitting here in my home studio by myself, feeling like I'm talking into, you know, the nothingness. But I trust that this energy, that this podcast, that the work that I do here is having an impact. And of course, you so kindly share with me that it is. You so kindly send me emails and chat to me on socials, or when we connect, you know, in client sessions, I can hear the impact because you tell me about the impact. But what we also don't know is, let's say that this podcast reached 100 people and those 100 people are impacted. The ripple effect starts to change their energy, starts to change their thinking. And so those 100 people go out and impact another 100 people. You can see how quickly the compound effect is of our individual ripples. So, throughout the month ahead, I think one of the biggest supports actually is prayer. Whatever that means for you, prayer can have a religious connotation, but really it is sitting in quiet contemplation, offering up an intention, offering up thanks and gratitude. And if my vision here is literal, we're going to need a lot of it. Even if it's symbolic, we're going to need a lot of it. One of the things I would really highly recommend is actually visualizing energy rippling out of your body, much like if you were the rock, and outside of you is this wave upon wave upon wave of energy that is emanating, radiating, and transmitting out of your body. Visualize the quality of that energy and work on whatever you might need to be working on internally to improve the quality of that energy that you're rippling out into the world. There's one last thought here that Spirit wants to share. And it's this idea, if we come back to that vision of the rock being thrown through the body of water, the more willing the rock is to go to its depths, the bigger the impact, the ripple effect, it can have. but we must surrender the impact and outcomes that we cannot control and focus on the things that we can control. And that is the trajectory, the gravity, the force field, the heaviness of the rock. And we must trust that who and what is affected in our wake will be in direct proportion to the quality of said rock. Hopefully you've stuck with that analogy throughout. Kind of didn't go where I thought it was going to go. There's a couple, like, as I've said, there's a couple of really big things here in terms of the collective. Be mindful of the ripple effect financially and in our economy. I don't want us to be fearful, but I do want us to be smart and understanding that fear has its own frequency and ripple effect just as much as love and gratitude does. So which impact, which effect do you wish to be rippling out of you? All right. As always, I want to remind you that the forecasts that I share here on the podcast are just to get you started. I would invite you to download your free forecast calendar worksheet from helenjacobs.co. So it's essentially a PDF that you can use. I actually use it on my iPad and use my iPad pen, and I'm writing notes and I'm adding to it all the time. So you can download your own and perform your own forecast for the month ahead. And for help on that, you can check out episode 93, how to perform your own forecasts, or even episode 142, how to predict your year ahead. So when you do download that free forecast calendar, you will automatically start receiving my weekly channeled message, and they will land in your inbox each Monday. Hey, you've made it to the end of another episode, but maybe you're still wanting more. Why not subscribe so you never miss an episode? Or go check out thelittlesage.com for all of my tools, tips, and trainings. Or we might be a good fit to work together one-on-one. You can check that out at helenjacobs.co.